This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports that Russia's President Vladimir Putin is making a rare visit to North Korea.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has arrived in North Korea for a meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. It is Putin's first trip to North Korea in 24 years. The trip is billed as a chance for Russia and North Korea to cooperate closely to overcome U.S.-led sanctions in the face of intensifying confrontations with Washington. Putin's visit comes amid growing concerns about an arms arrangement in which North Korea provides Moscow with badly needed munitions to fuel Russia's war in Ukraine in exchange for economic assistance and technology transfers that would enhance the threat posed by Kim's nuclear weapons and missile programs. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Tuesday said U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken had assured him that U.S. President Joe Biden's administration was working to lift restrictions on arms deliveries to Israel. In exchange, the top U.S. diplomat declined to confirm.
It's inconceivable that in the past few months, the administration has been withholding weapons and ammunition to Israel.
Netanyahu said that Israel, America's closest ally, fighting for its life, fighting against Iran and the other common enemies, and added Blinken assured him that the administration was working day and night to remove such bottlenecks. The Biden administration in May paused a shipment of heavy bombs due to concern over the impact they could have in densely populated areas, but Israel was still due to get billions of dollars worth of U.S. weaponry. A bulk carrier sank days after an attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels believed to have killed one mariner on board. It is the second such ship to be sunk in the rebel campaign. The Tudor sank in the Red Sea. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Biden administration has approved a new $360 million weapons sale to Taiwan, sending the island hundreds of armed drones, missile equipment, and related support material, according to the State Department. Tuesday's announcement was not unexpected, but comes at a time of high tensions between Washington and Beijing, which regards Taiwan as part of its territory. The sale includes 291 LTS 600M systems, which are unmanned aerial vehicles or drones, and warheads, along with 720 switchblades, which are also drones known as extended-range loitering munitions. The announcement was not unusual, though the U.S. and China have in recent months sought to smooth tense relations. A new policy announced by U.S. President Joe Biden's administration on Tuesday will give roughly 500,000 immigrants who are married to American citizens but lack legal status in the United States a pathway to citizenship for them and their children. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani.
A new Biden administration policy will give roughly 500,000 immigrants who are married to American citizens but lack legal status in the United States a pathway to citizenship for them and their children. President Joe Biden announced the move at a DACA event on Tuesday.
For those wives or husbands and their children who have lived in America for a decade or more but are undocumented, this action will allow them to file a paperwork for legal status in the United States.
While Republicans like Bill Cassidy call it contradictory.
So I think all these are both him trying to have his cake and eat it too, in the one sense saying he's going to shut the border down, but in the other sense reassuring his progressive left that he's still going to be sensitive to letting people in.
Haya Panjwani, Washington.
More than 200 people have been arrested in Kenya during protests over proposed tax hikes and a finance bill. AP correspondent Charles E. Ledesma.
Police hurl tear gas canisters at hundreds of demonstrators on Tuesday, forcing businesses to temporarily close for fear of looting. Some major tax proposals in the bill were dropped, however, after a morning meeting between ruling party MPs and President William Ruto. A lawyer, Wanshoi Gachi, said he was protesting on behalf of all Kenyans who would be potentially burdened by the tax hikes. Civil society groups say that despite the arrests, demonstrations and a planned sit-in outside the parliament buildings will continue. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Korean officials issued return-to-work orders for doctors participating in a one-day walkout as part of a protracted strike against the government plan to sharply boost medical school admissions. Since February, more than 12,000 trainee doctors have been on strike in a deepening standoff with government officials. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.